Morning, Boker Tov. Today's daf is Erev and Daf Pei. We left off at the Mishnah Ayin Tesma Beis, pretty much in the middle. Amen. Mishnah Ayin Tesma Beis. Big Mishnah, big Gemara coming up. A little bit of a longer daf. Let's get moving. Ketz Mishat Mavli. How do we make a sheetif in a Mavli? Minichas Chavis. One person puts down a barrel. We said by a Mavli, you make a sheetif. A sheetif Mavayis. Mavli is full of various chateris that open up into this Mavli. And you have to make a sheetif Mavayis. They join in a sheetif. How? With like a barrel of wine. So, says the Mishnah, how exactly, what's the process? So, a person puts down a barrel of wine, of food that he's supplying, and he says, I'm being mezakeh this to all the other people in the Mavli, umezaklem, and there has to be a kinyan on their behalf. Umezaklem, he can make the kinyan through his son or daughter, even, but only provided they are adults and they have their own yad to be kinyan. Aide avdeshivah ivrim, similarly, he can make the kinyan through his slave, that's a shivcha or an eved ivri, then they also have their own yad. You don't need to say they don't fully belong to the Bailam. You don't have a kinyan guf on them. Akamash kana eved kana rabbi doesn't apply over there, and therefore they can make a kinyan on behalf of the rest of the chatzir, the rest of the people in the mavi, I should say, va'ide ishtay, or even through his wife. Aval ina mezaka, because she also has at least she has her own yad. Aval ina mezaka, however, he cannot be mezaka leide bita v'na katanim, not through his son and daughter who are katanim, leide aviv shivcha katanim, nor through his evan shivcha katanim, mibnei she yadan ki yadai. Because their hand is mamish, like I said, you can't even make a kinyan with them without the father or the master having rights over what's being nikna, and therefore it won't work for him to mezake to the others, just like he can't pick it up and say, I'm being kind of myself on behalf of the others, because he's taking it from his one pocket, from his right hand to his left hand, from his right pocket to his left pocket. It doesn't work. Being mezake by the others, being kind of on behalf of others, only works when you give it to a third party. So therefore, giving it to one's child who's a katan, or to one's slave who's a shivcha, or Evan Kananis, that's not going to work either, because it's like putting it from his right hand to his left hand. Okay, now the Gemara Bava Metzia on Dafid Beis discusses, what's the din about Metzias Katan? What's the din of Metzias Katan? The halacha goes to the father. If a Katan finds something, it goes to the father. There's a machlekes over there, and Bava Metzia Dafid Beis, a very important machlekes, which is very relevant to our Mishnah here. What does it mean, Katan? Shmuel says, it means literally a Katan who runs to his father the second he finds a Metzia. So whenever he has a Metzia, Katan doesn't have a full kinyan. I'll start Kishon, you don't take it away from him. But who does it go to? Ultimately, it goes to his father. He doesn't keep it, goes to his father. Rabbi Yechon says, Katan doesn't mean Katan underage. Katan means whoever is Seimech al Shulchan Aviv. Someone who is Seimech al Shulchan Aviv, that's called a Katan. We have other words elsewhere. This is more about Messiah Dafi Beis, but words elsewhere where the Mar uses such a Shprach. Like Katan Mamish, the Gadol Mamish, Ella Katan Gadol Vesamech al Shulchan Aviv. Also, the Gabi's Dinim are called the Katan, as Gemara says it, as such a Lashon explicitly elsewhere as well. That the idea is that Rabbi Yechon says, once the Katan is Seimech al Shulchan Aviv, else the father saying, here, I'm supporting you. You got some money, finally. And now you're going to keep it. You got Metzia. Metzia, she's go to you. No, it goes to the father. It's a verb of Eva, according to Bechon, and therefore it has nothing to do with age. Even if the child is a gadol, if he's Semach Shechan Aviv, it would go to the father. So the shayla is, what's the taich of katan in our sugya over here, in our Mishnah of Shita Mevayis? When we say a katan is no good for being kind of half others, is it talking about literally a katan? But once he's of age, once he's 13, even though he's Semach Shechan Aviv, that's still going to work? Or do we say no? Kol Zman Semach Shechan Aviv, it's not going to work. So the meaning of the shayla is, do we have the same achlekes Rabbi Yechon and Shmuel over here by Shita Mevayis as we have over there by Metzia? Rabbi Netab says, indeed, same achlekes, same to Shitas Amram would apply, same achlekes Rabbi Yechon and Shmuel, and the Rashi agrees to Rabbi Netab. Ramban says, no, only by Metzia where there was a verdict Chashash Eva. There was an idea of Eva over there. He's busy, his father's busy supporting the child, and therefore, if the child finds something, the father feels like a certain sense of entitlement, that the son owes it to the father, so to speak, because of the father's support. Over here, we don't have that idea of Eva in our sugya, and therefore says Ramban, even Rabbi Yechon says that by Metzia, a katan means even a gadol, whose seimech al shulchan aviv is called a katan. In our sugya, you would not say that. In our sugya, you'd say katan means literally katan. Above 13 would for sure be good. You wouldn't say that he has a din of a katan, even though he's seimech al shulchan aviv, once he's 13 years old. Ramban also doesn't make a special note of some when he quotes our halacha. It sounds like, it would seem like from Rambam's lack of mentioning Semach Shulchan Aviv, he again learns our sugya to mean katan under age of bar mitzvah, gadol above bar mitzvah, similar to the Ramban. So remember, the Rush says it's the same like every time, same machlik is here as we have in Bava Metzia. And Rush, we know we pass him by machlik is Rechon Shmuel, we pass him like Rabbi Elach is Rabbi Yechanan, and therefore it come out that a 16-year-old who's samech al shulchan aviv, according to the Rush, would not work to be kaina the heir of the Shita Mavayis, to be kind of the barrel on behalf of the other people in the Mavay. However, that's the Rush that should say. How do we paskin? So Shechner brings in lechatchila. We should takabi machmir like both chumras, meaning cut and stam. Even if he's not semech Shechner aviv, because the flip side of this that we should elaborate is a katan who's not semech Shechner aviv, according to Beichanan, would be able to be kind of mitzia for himself. L'chayra. I mean, again, it's more dakishalom. You have to know about whether his kinyanim work b'chalal without that secharas makna. But the point is, he wouldn't have to give it to the father because katan has nothing to do with age; has to do with being semech Shechner aviv. So if he's not semech Shechner aviv, let's say he's some sort of businessman, this katan, and he's self sufficient, so then it would not be mitzia l'aviv. So theoretically, over here, it would be okay to be mizaka for others. Perhaps no, we go the chumra. We take both chumras. We say a katan under age is no good to mizaka for others. The chatchila and a person who's overage who is semech l'shechan aviv is also not good enough to be kind of on behalf of others. We take on both chumras. That's what Shechan Aruch brings. L'maisa the Rama writes, even though we take on both chumras. But the eved we go l'kula in both directions. But the eved go l'kula. So if one was makna barrel for shitav. Idea Bnai Agadol, who was Seimech, Bidyevin, it works. Or even furthermore, if one was Makna, is Barrel, Idea Katan, who's Ainai Seimech Shechon Aviv, so he's a Katan, but he's not Seimech Shechon Aviv, Bidyevin, if he did it, it would work. Because again, this works with ideas that we go, Likul Allah Kadever Mekel, Ba'erev, Lechatchila wa Machmer, what to do, and that is Lechatchila, we try to avoid any issues, being under 13, or being Seimech Shechon Aviv, someone who's Seimech Shechon Aviv is no good, even if he's above 13. Bidyevin, that's the Shechon Aruch, and there are much just adding that Bidyevin, once post facto, it's already Shabbos now, and it was done with the child under age, but he's not Seimech Shechon Aviv, or done with the child above age, but he is Seimech Shechon Aviv, in both cases, Bidyevin, we're going to say that it works. Okay. Zak the Gemara. Amar Behuda. Chavish of Shittim Mavayis, tzarech like we have in a kaka tefach. Chavish of Shittim Mavayis, one has to lift it off the ground, a tefach. He has to lift it up off the ground as a tefach. There's a machlekes, what is this act doing? Is this idea, is he doing it to be, is he doing it als kinyan? He's doing an act of kinyan? Or, no, he's doing it for other shenim, the gainim want to say, that's a Rashi writ for me, we learn, he's doing it als kinyan. Rashi even points out, in a case where you're not being mezakah fathers, meaning, let's say everyone contributed their share, everyone contributed a liter of wine into the Shittim Mavayis, and they sent it into this barrel, so you don't have to pick it up because no one's being kind of on their behalf. They already own it. In that case, you wouldn't need to pick it up. That's Rashi Lishtasai. That the idea of lifting it is for Kenyan purposes. The Ritva Miri agree with Rashi. The Ga'inim, they bring for the Ga'inim that say the no. Lifting it up is for Heker. You want to designate the guy probably has one barrel amongst many other barrels. You want to make a clear Heker. This barrel is for Shita Mavayas in order that it shouldn't be diminished. You shouldn't use it up over Shabbos, for various reasons why you want to make a nicker, which is the Shittim Mavayis, but that's why you're lifting it, nothing to do with purpose of a kyanim, that's what the Gadim says. It's a couple of nafkinas. First nafkinas is like we just said, in a case where everyone joins in and sends wine, sends whatever it is, the achelik to the general Shittim Mavayis. If everyone joined in and sent their own portion of food, no kinyan would be needed if it's a verdict of being zeichet for the others, like you're being zeichet on their behalf. If you're learning that we're not really talking about being zeichet on their behalf, the reason why you're lifting this a tefach is for heker purposes, even when everyone sends it in together and creates this new barrel, still you have to lift it because otherwise the barrel may still get used. You need to have this heker. Another nafkamina is whether it has to remain separate the rest of Shabbos. When you make this heker, you make a heker for the second, are you lifting it for the moment, or are you lifting it to create some sort of uniqueness for that should endure? If it's a vart of heker, the whole point is it should be noticeably different. If you lift it, put it right back amongst the barrels, and it gets mixed in again, you kind of defeat the purpose. You should be lifting it and leaving it a little bit different, a little higher, a little separate, some sort of heker. If it's a vart of kinyan, you lift it, you have a kinyan, and you put it back down. You no longer need to be kinyan. The last tafkmina is: could you substitute the agba with another act of kinyan? If it's a hechatim to make a kinyan, so if you make a kinyan siddur instead. A kinyan, maybe kinyan chutz or kinyan mishuyas. If you make some sort of a kinyan, maybe that would work as well. You could substitute. You don't need to do a kinyan of akba particularly. But if it's a vart of heker, then it's not. It wouldn't help to do a different act of kinyan. It's not. We're not doing this for the kinyan purposes. You're doing it for the heker purposes, and therefore you're lifting it up. So again, Rashi learns. We'll go pasha and the Shana learn. You are doing it for kinyan purposes, and we're saying that you lifted up a tefach. Hamar Rava. We'll speak more about this in a second. But Amar Rava, we're going to see a whole bunch of members now that relate back to the elders of Pumbedisa. Hani Takti Mili, Rava first quotes two. Hani Takti Mili, Sabi Pumbedisa, Aminu. These two members were taught to us by the elders of Pumbedisa. Chadaha, one is the stuff we just said, that when you lift up by Erev Chatzeres, when you're lifting it up, and again, the way we're explaining Rashi, you're lifting up to be kainet on behalf of the other members of the Shita Bavayas, on behalf of the other members of the Shita Bavayas, you lift it up by Tefach. That's one member that was taught us by Safi Tavadisa. Edech, another member, really totally separate sugya, Hamakadish, one is making Kiddush. Im Tam Ali Lugma Vyatza, if you tasted a cheekful, filled a cheekful and drank it, then it's Yaitza Kiddush. But if not, he wasn't Yaitza Kiddush. That's another Safi Tavadisa. Again, just to focus a little bit on this idea of lifting up a Tefach to make a Kinyan, I was saying the source is referencing for the purpose of Tavadisa. There's another discussion. The Lechayra Rashi and Ksuvis on Daf Lamed Aleph, Rashi and Ksuvis on Daf Chavav, and other Rishayim learn that the Kinyan of Akbah, when a person makes Kinyan of Akbah, he has to lift it three Tvachim off the ground. Could be it's out of the realm of, basically, we have the best couple days of Lavud, that's still connected to the ground. You have to lift it three Tvachim off the ground to have a status of Akbah. As Rashi and Ksuvis, Rashi in Kedushin, and other Rishayim agree. Rabbi Natan there says, no, only needs one tefach. One tefach is sufficient. You don't need three tefachim. L'chayr, Rabbi Natan means a couple of rice. One of the rice he brings is our sugya. Our sugya is saying they're lifting one tefach, and Rashi agrees. And the Mimi and the Ritva were learning, they're lifting it for kinya purposes. That's the, again, not, if you go to the Gainim, it's not shver, but Rashi himself says he's lifting for kinya purposes, and we're saying one tefach is enough. So that's a riot to Rabbi Natan against Rashi. Chayr to Lukasha on Rashi. So there's no one to answer for Rashi that even though here we're saying one tefach is enough, and over there, I was saying it's for Kenyan purposes. And elsewhere we say in Hagbah, you need three tefachim. They give a couple of answers. One answer they want to say is that Dafko v'yet by sheet of Mavais, which is a Drabbanon. Again, it's a more lenient situation. You're doing it, the whole thing is really only a rabbinic requirement. So we say Hagbah, if tefach is enough, but normally you talk, we need Hagbah, three tefachim. It's one answer they want to give. Or the Raivan wants to say, Gishmak Achilik, that when we say you need Hagbah, three tefachim, is in a case where, let's say you pick up something from Hefker. You pick up something that's ownerless, so you, in order to be kainet, you need to lift it up three tefachim. But over here, the mission is, that one person is supplying this barrel on behalf of the group, and he's trying to be maknet to the group. What do you have? You have dasacheres maknet. You have someone who's trying to be maknet. So over there, once you have someone trying to be maknet, a smaller kinyan of lifting one tefach would be sufficient, only three tefachim, because you have the power of dasacheres, the power that someone else is trying to be maknet to you, trying to give over the kinyan, that helps to require a shvacher kinyan dafk over here. Otherwise, you're talking three tefachim. Those are the two answers for Rashi, how this stems with Rashi and Ksuvas, Rashi and Kedushin. Now, when we talk about this second din that we quoted from Rava, from Sabi Pamdisa, about having Mali Lugmav, so just a little discussion about Kiddush, the Gainim say that who must taste, I mean, which is really the lesson of the Gemara, the Pashas is, Im Tam. If he tastes my lugmav, who's he? Pashas means the person who made the kiddush. Hamakadish, someone who made the kiddush, if he tastes. So the guy says takadavka. It's the makadish himself who has to take this cheekful. That certainly, as at least the chavchila, that's what needs to happen. Most Rishonim learn that anyone who tastes from the kiddush, my lugmav is sufficient. So one person could make kiddush and have someone else have in mind. Someone else is going to drink from it, and that's sufficient. They're being a raya from what we had earlier in this pesachtan. In Erevim, we discussed about katan being able to drink on Matzim Kippur for the kesha bracha. We said we don't do it because it's going to kalyamach. It's going to make the child have a certain laxity with regard to the din of fasting Yom Kippur, and it gets older, and therefore, and we had a discussion why you say that. We always feed the katan food. You're not feeding katan food. Katan doesn't have to fast Yom Kippur. We said because it's a mitzvah. When you drink kesha mitzvah, it makes more of a ration, and maybe that'll make him lax. But the point is, the only reason why you don't give it to katan is because it may make him lax if he's drinking kesha bracha in the future. But etzem, giving it to katan sounds pretty clear, it would be sufficient. You can give it to katan. Others want to say that no, you don't have no, so that meaning that would be a raya, that you don't have to drink yourself, give it to someone else. Would be okay. I mean, obviously, you have no choice. It's Yom Kippur. You can't drink anyway. But others want to say, forget about that. They want to deflect the raya that over there, there's two separate akudas. One akudas being Yetzer Kiddush, and one akudah is a bracha levatala. I made a bracha on Guffin, and no one has a hana of Guffin. It's, again, it's not mamish bracha levatala because you're making a bracha on Guffin for Kiddush purposes. That itself takes away the status that would be a bracha levatala. But in order to minimize the fact that you're making a bracha sanana, and no one's benefiting, so a bracha of a Guffin, therefore you would have the child drink. But it wouldn't be also being Yaisa the Kiddush, perhaps you have no right from there, but okay. Again, the Pashtas is that most Rishonim hold that one who makes Kiddush does not have to drink, as long as someone drinks Mal Nilgav, that's sufficient. Again, Lechatchila, it's best that the person who makes the Kiddush drinks, but it doesn't have to be that way. The Ritva, as a debate, he wants to say, what if you have no one person drinking Mal Nilgav, a few people combined drink Mal Nilgav Kiddush? So a guy makes Kiddush, he doesn't drink, maybe he drinks a drop, and a few other people drink a drop, and together they get the share malugmav. Ritva debates if that should be good. Rush says that's certainly not good. You need at least one person drink malugmav, according to the Rush. What's the Lamaisa? Shulchan Aruch and Simon Reish Ayin Vav says that Vad we should be chayish for the goyim, and we should have the mekadesh should be the one to drink amal lugmav. That's step one. Lechatchila. Furthermore, after in addition to the mekadesh drink amal lugmav, you should have all the participants take a sip as well. That's lechatchila. The mechaber brings that if lemaisa someone other than the mekadesh drinks, it's like the reshainim, then that's also fine as long as someone drink amal lugmav. That's also fine. And most achronim paskin that b'di eved, again b'di eved only, but we're makel that if they combined, if the people around the table were there for kiddush combined to drink a malugmav, that's also good. Like that sound of the ritva, again we're makel to say b'di eved that works. Lechatchila we're not tzemich on it, but b'di eved we say that if that's what happened, b'di eved we say the yaitza and they need not make kiddush again. Again, the idea is if you make kiddush and no one would drink at all, and then you move on with life with the meal, then l'chaira, everyone agree, you have to make kiddush again. Then you'd have to make kiddush again. Here we're being makel to say, even if combined, the whole group drink malei lugmav, b'di eved, that's still going to work like that side of the ritva. Okay. Says Mar, further, more dinim from the Sabbath of B'disa. Amar v'chaviva, hani nami Sabbath of B'disa. This memra also was the amrinu, was said by the Sabbath of B'disa. Tamar v'dam b'shmuel, oisim adur l'chaya b'shabbos. You can make a fire on Shabbos to warm the room for a woman that she gave birth, because she's obviously a chayla, she's b'sakana, and you can make a fire to warm the room. So he thought to say that dafka for a chaya, not for regular chayla, meaning, obviously, if the doctors say the chayla needs this, otherwise he can die, you can warm the room. But the word is stam chaya is more susceptible. Is considered stam chaya has considered susceptibility to temperature, and therefore you let him make a fire to heat the room. Whereas a regular chayla, even though yesh b'sakana pashtus, even though yesh b'sakana, unless you know that he needs the fire, and that's also contributing to affecting his the ability for him to stay alive, you would not be able to light a fire. That was the havamina. And also for the even for the chaya, only in the winter where it's cold could you light the fire for on Shabbos. But in the summertime where it's warm anyway, you cannot. But itmar. They was taught, and this is gonna deflect what the assumption was. Itmar Amar Chaim Avin Amar Shmuel Hikas Damin. It's not a person who gave blood. He let blood out. It used to be much more common practice to let blood. They felt that the letting blood and then having the body regenerate the blood is very healthy for the body. Actually, scientifically, I think they actually say we don't like to get involved with the medicinal and the therapeutics that back in the Gemara we spoke on many times best, because if you do, and the ones that don't work are going to lead us to have a lack of mursa chamim. So even I think even my giving my scum of today's science is probably not in line, but it happens to be that people say it is healthy till today, maybe not to the extent that they did it back then. Today we wouldn't agree, but just giving blood every now and then, not just as a mitzvah of giving blood, not just as able to help others, it's actually considered healthy, because this is exactly idea when the body regenerates the blood, it could be a good thing for the body. It'd be healthy for the body. So Islam Adur B'Shabbos, the person who gave blood, his body's weak, and he used to make a Madur from Shabbos, he's make a large fire. Afilu B'Kufas Thomas, even in the summertime, you see two things. You see that applies not just to a chaya, not just to a woman gave birth, even someone who's ill for another reason, this person gave blood. And number two, you see it applies even in Kufas Thomas, even in the summer, not just in the winter. Amar Amemer, another member number four that we're saying from the Sabbath Pampadisa, Hani Nami Sabbath Pampadisa, Amrinu, another member that was stated by the elders of Pampadisa, Tietmar, it was said, Ezi Asherah Stam, what's considered Asherah Stam? How can you define and assume a tree is an Asherah tree? How do you know? Amar Rav, if the watchmen, if the Ovid of Azura are sitting and watching and protecting the tree, top of Payam Aleph, Vaim Taimim Mepirasa, and further, they don't taste for the Paris. The fact that they're watching and protecting and they're looking for the Paris, that's a pretty clear indication that it's an Ashera tree. It's being protected for Ashera purposes. It's a tree that's being worshipped in the very similar Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Obviously, you have almost identical Gemara. We have this machlokes between Rav, and we're about to quote Shmuel. The lashon of Rav over there is they sit under the tree. It doesn't say lashon of the shamer. They watch the tree. They sit under the tree and don't eat from the peiros. I mean, it could be the same idea. It could be sitting as a form of watching, but it's just interesting. The diak diktuk over there in Avodah Zarah says they sit under the tree, not that they watch the tree. Okay, Shmuel and Shmuel said going to Amri. If you hear the people say, "Hani Tami the Shiva Divine Tree," let us use these dates for the for the celebration of the. Of this Bay Nitri is this, you know, the so to speak, the house of worship for this Nitri of Avodah Zarah. So they're using it for that day of celebration, which is Avodah Zarah. So we say, Deshasli Bim Chagam. They drink on the day of the holiday. So that's an indication that this tree, since it's designating this tree, the fruit of this tree, for that celebration, it's an indication that this tree is Avodah Zarah. the Peskim, the first one actually say that Shmuel is being more makel than Rav. Shmuel is being more machmer than Rav. Shmuel is being more machmer, because Shmuel is saying, even if they just make a declaration, there's no other indication. You can make a declaration on any payers that you're going to use the proceeds, use those payers for Avodah Zarah. The fact that you made a declaration that you're going to use it for this holiday, that's enough. As opposed to Rav, where your mom is watching it and protecting it, that would be a stronger indication of Avodah Zarah. So they want to say that Shmuel is the more chamer taker one, saying, even this, Shmuel is going to add a layer, even this is enough to make it an Asherah tree. Okay. Meisvei Kasha. Back to Rabbi Huda's din that we said, right when we started the Gemara, this is how we got to these four members of Pumbedisa, because Rabbi Huda's din was, you have to lift the barrel that's being used for Shutim Avayis, a tefach off the ground. That was Rabbi Huda's din. And the Gemara brought Rav said, that was more, that Memra, amongst others, was said by Pumbedisa. So we quoted three other actually dinim, side dinim, about Kiddush, and about a Madura for a Chayla, and about the Asherah tree from the side Pumbedisa, irrelevant to Asukkah. But we're back to the one member of the side Pumbedisa, which was relevant, which was what Rabbi Huda says, that you have to lift the tefach off the ground, this barrel. Meisvei says, more case, b'shas mavai, very basic, straightforward question. How do you make shitim avayis? Mavi'in chav shal yayim v'shasham v'shatmarm. You bring a barrel of wine, oil, or dates, shagoyga shasharminim, right, or dried figs, or other fruits. Imish life belongs to him, tzarech lezakeis, he has to be mezakeh on behalf of the others. Imish life belongs to others, tzarech ledi, just has to notify them that he's using their food for shitif. You don't have to be mezakeh on behalf of them. Umak b'yam rakaka mashu. How much do you lift off the ground? A mashu. Sounds very clear. You don't need to lift off the ground a tefach. Even a mashu is enough. Answers are, my mashu not mean to come or tefach. That's not fair. When it says mashu, mashu means tefach. Why is mashu mean tefach? Because mashu to me is the smallest amount of lifting that has a status of lifting. What's the smallest amount of lifting that we know of that has a status of lifting? A tefach. So if we say lashon mashu, but mashu in this context means tefach, not a kashat, hainuach, oto davar, it's both one and the same. Itmar. Shtuvim mevayis, rav amr tzein tzach lezakeis, ushmo tzach lezakeis. So we're going to have machlekes here, the merz and labi machlekes, rav shmuel, both legabi shitim mevayis, and legabi the din of erif tchumim. So Rav is a little bit shver over here. The Gemara wouldn't really bring a backup for Rav from other Tanaim, but Rav is arguing a Mishnah. Our whole Mishnah is pretty clear. Again, the way Rashi learns, you're lifting it up and you're being mezakeh, i.e. the bun of in our Mishnah is pretty clear. It's not like being mezakeh. You're not just lifting up for heker purposes, like the item say. You're lifting up for kinyan purposes, and that seems to be the lush of the Mishnah even more clear. You can be zeich i.e. avdei and shivcha ha'evriim b'nai and bitei hagdalim, but not. Sounds like there's a kinyan taking place. Rav says no. Rav ain't tzach lezakis. You don't have to be zeichet for the other residents of this mavoi. Shmuel amr tzach lezakis. Shmuel fits like a glove to our Mishnah. Shmuel says you do have to be zeichet for the on behalf of the other members of the group of the mavoi. And similarly, we have machlekes, but the opposite opinions. Erev tchumim by erev tchumim. We make erev tchumim on behalf of other people. Rav amr, you're putting on the mazal shesudas. Rav amr tzach lezakis. You have to be zeichet on behalf of the others. Over there, Rav says you do have to make a kinyan on behalf of others, and Shmuel Amar ain't Tzach L'Zakis. You don't have to make a kinyan on behalf of others. Shmuel flips, and Shmuel says, you don't have to make a kinyan on behalf of others. And the Mara says, Shmuel fits, is beautiful. Shmuel fits like a glove with Aram Mishnayas. Bishlam Shmuel Hachatan. Aram Mishnah, we learned by Shittim Vayas. The Mara spells it out for us, but we were dying a moment ago that you need to make a kinyan. That fits like Shmuel. Hachleitan. And by the case of Erev Tchumim, the simple taich of the words are by the Mishnah, by Erev Tchumim, does not discuss needing a Kenyan. Meaning, we don't find it in the Mishnah. The first will explain that's even more than we don't find in the Mishnah. The Mishnayos that elaborate on the Ketzad, Mishnatvin, even though we spoke of Eftchumim earlier in the Masechta, there's a Mishnah coming up in a couple of Bat for now, on Daf Pei Beis, which discusses the way of making Eftchumim as well, and it does not elaborate about a Kenyan over there at all, like it did by Eftchatzeris. So the two Mishnayos are pretty clear, like Shmuel says, that Shutif Mavais, I should say, requires a Kenyan. Erev Chatzis, we didn't really discuss outright. Shittim Averis requires a Kenyan, whereas Erev Tchumim does not require a Kenyan. So Shmuel fits like a glove. The question is, Rav, who seems to be opposite the Mishnayos. Rav, my time was Peshat Rav, and let's particularly focus on our Mishnah that was saying you do not need a Kenyan, and Rav says you don't need a Kenyan by Shittim Averis. What's the source of Rav? So we're going to say the source of Rav is the following brises, which bring a machlekes tanaim on the sugya. There's a member from Yudah Merav himself. It's a member from Rav. Ma'ase b'kolasa of Ishaya. There's a story with a daughter-in-law of Ishaya. She went to Beis Mechas, before Shabbos to go bathe herself. And by the time she came out, it got dark and she was out of the tchum. But she had a wonderful mother-in-law, right? Pretty opposite what we find often in Shas. We're always concerned that the mother-in-law does not take care of the daughter-in-law or is at odds with the daughter-in-law. Here we have the mother-in-law is looking out for her. The mother-in-law made an air of tchumim on behalf of the daughter-in-law. Why are you answering? You're not be This is Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yosi saying the name of his father, Rabbi Yosi. Wherever you have the opportunity to make up by Ervin, be makel. Meaning, you should be making the din etchum erv tchum is rabbinic, is rabbanon. And therefore, if you have a chance, if you have a opportunity to make up, be makel, and allow this erv that the man did on behalf of the daughter to work. Now the man wants to know what's the need then? What's the need back and forth between Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yosi? Why should it shouldn't work? Vibaylu. Mishal chamayis erv la. The shaila was the erv made from the manlo's own food? So what would be the reason why it would be no good? And the issue was that the mother-in-law wasn't zeichanet on behalf of her daughter-in-law. That's what Rabbi Chiya was saying is no good. And Rabbi Shmuel is saying, no, you should let it work, b'dievin. Aydilma mishala erva la. No, the mother-in-law made an erev with the daughter-in-law's own food. She made an erev for the daughter-in-law with the daughter-in-law's own food. We should let mishala midaita. But the issue is, the daughter-in-law has said that she wants it. Mishala midaita. Mishala midaita. Maybe that's why it doesn't work. Meaning, what was the issue at hand, Pasha? Was the issue our sugya? The fact that it was done without a kinyan, without being mzeich on her behalf? Or is the issue was done without her das? It was the daughter-in-law's own food, but you never her agreement. And we understand that by Erev, Tchum especially, there's logic to say you need agreement simply because giving someone 2,000 amas more in direction A also diminishes their ability to go 2,000 amas in direction B. Says the Gemara, there was one of the rabbanim, his name was Rabbi Yaakov. Actually, see more about this Rabbi Yaakov and about his name is more unique when we quote it in another story. Says more, a very similar story. To me, it was explained in the name of Rabbi Yechonon, Mishal Chamayis Erev, it was talking for the mother-in-law, for Mishal Dlai Zichzla. And the issue between Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yosi was because the mother-in-law wasn't Zeicha to the daughter-in-law, and you need a kinyan by Avtchumim according to Rabbi Chia, according to Rabbi Yosi. No, you don't. And if the mother-in-law, maybe the Chachil, you should, but you don't need it, and therefore it should work without the kinyan. So very clear, we have Machlekes Tanayim over here. Whether you need a kinyan by Erev Tchumim, Rav is siding. Remember, who's Rav's Rebbe? I think it's also Rav's uncle. Rav Chia was Rav's uncle on both sides, from his father and from his mother. Complicated case. How is he could be Rav's uncle? Rav Chia was a half brother to Rav's father and to Rav's mother from different marriages. And Rav Chia was Rav's uncle from both sides. He was also, more importantly for this Gemara, not just uncle, he was his Rebbe. And Rav passed like his Rebbe Chia, who held that you do need a kinyan, even Erev Tchumim. So you're right, our Mishnah Daf Pei Beis coming up seems to indicate that you don't need a kinyan, but here we have a proof that we have a sheet at least for Rabbi Chia. They do need a kinyan. The Mar brings another incident that backs up the same exact outcome. Amarlei Rav Zeir Rav Yaakov Berei Rav Yaakov. Rav Zeir said to Rav Yaakov Berei Rav Yaakov. This is I'm assuming the same Yaakov as before. Perhaps not. But Rashi explains why is he referred to as Rav Yaakov, the son of the daughter of Yaakov. So it makes sense. His grandfather was Yaakov. He's named with the same name as his grandfather. We do that till today. But why are we calling him after the son of the daughter of Rav Yaakov? So Rashi says because the father was not such an upstanding citizen. So this Rav Yaakov, they don't want to mention him by his father's name, Rav Yaakov and so and so, because the so and so wasn't so upstanding. So he skipped over to say he's the grandson of Rabbi Yaakov, who was also a Chashaviyah. That's how Rashi learns. However, others want to say that no, that the Yisrael over here is that the mother was very special. It's not so much that the father was negative, was bad. The mother was uniquely special. Since the mother was uniquely special, so they specifically mentioned the Yichus, the Chuvah's Gunnus says this, the Yichus of the mother, and didn't focus on the Yichus of the father. Okay, so he said to him, Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov as follows, Kimatas Hasam Akiv Azil Suman Tzur. When you reach over there, go around, make a detour to the path of Tzur. By my name, Rabbi Yaakov Edi, ask Rabbi Yaakov Edi the following Shaila. Or I shouldn't say the following Shaila. Ask him what were the details of that machlokes between Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yosi. By my name, he asked him, Mishal Chamaisa Irva, Mishim Dlai Zichzala, Aydam, Mishalah Irva, Mishim Dlai Medaita. Was the issue over there that it was done without her consent? Was that the issue? Or the issue was that it was the food of the mother in law, not the food of the daughter in law? And she wasn't zeichet, or she wasn't mezakeh the food to the daughter-in-law, and therefore that was the issue of whether or not this erev should work. So he said back, Amalah, Rav Yaakov Edi said the same version we had a moment ago. Mishal Chamaisa Erva. Story was that the mother-in-law possessed the food. She gave her own food on behalf of the daughter-in-law to make the erev, but she was not mezakeh to the daughter-in-law. And the shaila was, does it work without a kinyan? Mishal Zichzla, that was machlokes. Rav Chiya says doesn't work without a kinyan. Rav Shmuel Bar Yosi says it works without a kinyan. And again, Rav's going with the shita of Rav Chiya. Rav Nachman says we actually have a Mesera from our Arbeim that you taka need a kinyan by Erev Tchumim, which is like Rav, Erev Chatzeres, and which we I don't think we've had that yet, but we're saying over here Erev Chatzeres too, and of course Shita Mevayis, which was our Mishnah, that you have to make a kinyan in all these various cases. By the way, just to go back a little bit, Tosfos elaborates We're not going to go through it. It's packed. The top Tesis elaborates different reasons why Rav would say ain't Sarach Lizkis. Again, our Gemara elaborated why Rav would say that Erev Chumim needs a Kenyan, even though the Mishnah Pebeis doesn't say needs a Kenyan. We never really got back to why Rav would say that Shita Mavayis doesn't need a Kenyan. We pointed out, we see clearly with Tanaim, the argument on Mishnayis. But why are we saying that Shita Mavayis doesn't need a Kenyan? Why would Rav say it doesn't need a Kenyan when our Mishnah seems to say it doesn't need a Kenyan? Tesis gives various reasons why it wouldn't need a Kenyan, but Tesis also points out in the Tesis, and that's in the same Tesis, that we find that Erev Tchumim is more chamer than Erev Chatzeres in a few ways. Erev Tchumim is more chamer than Erev Chatzeres, says Tesis, because first of all, you need a shear of Mazen Shtei Sudas. For Erev Tchumim, you need, for any person that's getting Erev Tchumim, you need Mazen Shtei Sudas. If you have five people making Erev Tchumim at this location, you need five Mazen Shtei Sudas, one per person at this location for Erev Tchumim. But Erev Chatzeres, by Shittim Mavayis, you don't need a shear of Mazen Shtei Sudas per person. You need a shear we're going to have coming up in the next Mishnah. All you need is a shear of Kegregris per person. One Kegregris per person is sufficient. Furthermore, if a Chayr Shet V'Katan does the by Chatzeres, by Shittim Mavayis does create the Shittif, it works. Whereas by Tchumim, it doesn't work. If it doesn't work, unless you have, we said they could be like the monkey to transport it, but ultimately it has to be done by a Gadol, by a person, or by a Das. It has to be that ultimately places down his Kainet and affects the Erev Tchumim. You need to be a competent adult by Erev Tchumim, not necessarily by Shittim Mavayis. The Marsha asked, there's more dechelukim. Erev Tchumim, we said only by mitzvah. The Tzarech Mitzvah, you do it, you don't do the Tzarech Mitzvah. Erev Chatzeres, you say even Tzarech Mitzvah, presumably we spoke out the day, could be even Lahana, even for personal purposes, even Lahana by Erev Chatzeres. And also, you need a Das by Erev Tchumim, like we just said in this Gemara. Erev Tchumim needs Das. Erev Tchumim needs Das, whereas Shittim Mavayis, you're being Mazak on a behalf of a person, you don't necessarily need a Das, you can do it on their behalf. So two other Chumras the Tais doesn't bring, the Rishonim explain, answer that the Marsha's Chumras, Tais didn't purposely left out, because one of them is obvious. The reason why you need Das by Erev Tchumim is because it's a detriment. You're losing out by having a Tchum in direction A. You pointed this out just a few moments ago. You're losing out the ability to go travel in direction B. Since the person's losing out, if you don't have their Das, you don't know that's what they want, it could be not Zachin, it could be Chav. It's not a milah for them, and therefore you need das. It's not a chumrah. It's just the metzias of Erev Tchumim needs das because it may not be a zikoy. But in both cases, when it's a zikoy, it would work equally, and therefore that's not a chumrah of Tchumim over Shittim Mavayis. The fact that he das, that's point number one. That's answer to one question of the Marsha, and the answer to question Tzarech Mitzvah, the answer they say is, you're right, Erev Tchumim is done for mitzvah purposes, Erev Chatzeres can be done not for mitzvah purposes, but we've established that it's a mitzvah to make Erev Chatzeres. We spoke that out again a bunch of blah back, that is a mitzvah, that the Mar even had a question, the Mar was incredulous, I think it was by the Chatzer of, that's this from Erev Chatzeres. We're talking a little more about over here, about Erev Chatzeres, slash Shittim Mavayis. But the point is, the Mar, they were incredulous that Abaya and Rabba's Chatzer would not have Erev Chatzeres. Of course, it's supposed to have Erev Chatzeres. It sounds like Erev Chatzeres, making the Erev Chatzeres itself is a mitzvah. Making it is a mitzvah. Not that you only do it for mitzvah purposes, but the making itself is a mitzvah, and therefore it's built in that every Erev Chatzeres has a mitzvah built in, and therefore you wouldn't call Erev Tchumim, the fact that it needs to be done for mitzvah purposes, going to chesed, going to shir, is not considered a chumrah over Erev Chatzeres, Shittim Mavayis, because that itself, the act itself, is considered a mitzvah. Okay. Says the Gemara, Boyer Nachmas. We're not going to ask, and this is a topic that we don't have much of this Masechta, because it's not really a Erevin topic. It's more of a, it's brought in Pesachim, it's brought elsewhere. Erev Tavshilin, right? It's brought in Lagabi Kukayantiv. But the Shaila is, by Erev Chatzeres, by Erev Tchumim, and Shittim Mavayis, we're saying you have to be Zeicha on behalf of the members of the group. What about by Erev Tavshilin? Erev Tavshilin, we know famously, the Rav of the city theoretically can make Erev Tavshilin on behalf of the group, on behalf of the Rav of the Shul, on behalf of his community. People are supposed to make sure to make it on their own. If they didn't, they could be Seimech. As long as they know the Rav did it, they could be Seimech. But the point is, do you need a separate, do you need a Kenyan or not? Erev Tavshilin, Tzarech Lezakis, do you need to make Kenyan? Ayin Tzarech Lezakis, is it being Zeicha on behalf of other people or not? Amar Basif, Mighty Baylach, what's your Shaila? Leishimil Hada Amar, Rav Nachman Bar Ada, Amar Shmuel, didn't you hear this from Nachman Bar Ada saying Erev Tavshilin? Tzarech Lezakis, he said very clearly, black and white, Erev Tavshilin, one has to make a Kenyan. Tzarech Lezakis, Amar Abai, Pshitud Leishimile, obviously didn't hear from Shmuel. Tishamila Mighty Baylach, because if you heard, then what would be his question? Meaning, you're answering that, don't you hear from Shmuel? What's your question? Yeah, the Anachami didn't hear. That's obviously the point. So Rabbi said, not so fast. Shmuel was of the opinion that by Erev Tchumim, you don't need to make a Kenyan. Kind of like the Mashiach we said coming off the Mishnah, on Pei Beis, you don't need to make a Kenyan by Erev Tchumim, yet, Rav Nachman Paskin, as we said, Akhtina, we have Maseira from our Chachamim, the Erev Tchumim, together with Erev Chatzeres and Shittim Mavayis, do need a Kenyan. So we already see that Rav Nachman is willing to veer from Shmuel, like I whether they need a Kenyan, not Erev Tchumim. So therefore, when he's asking about Erev Tavshilin, it's valid for me to ask, did you not hear if Shmuel says that by Erev Tavshilin, you need to make a Kenyan? mean, don't say the fact that he asked the question must be didn't hear of Shmuel. We know elsewhere, like Gabi Karen by Erev, he doesn't hold of Shmuel. Shmuel says you don't have to make Kenyan, he says he still has to make Kenyan. So maybe he's asking Shaila here too, even though Shmuel already says you have to make Kenyan, maybe this is Shaila because he doesn't necessarily hold like Shmuel. Okay, Zmar says not so fast. Hachi Ashta. Bishlam Hassam, Pligi Rav Shmuel, the Kamash Mamachumrin. Over there, we have a chleikus Rav Shmuel. We have to chumim. We have to make kinyan. And Rav Nachman says we took on like the chumra of both. We took on the chumra of Shmuel that you have to make kinyan by shittim avayis, not like Rav. And we took on the chumra of Rav that you need to make kinyan by chumim, not like Shmuel. So we took on the chumra of both over there. Rav Nachman is taking on the chumra of both. Therefore, it makes sense. Therefore, it's not he's arguing with Shmuel. He's taking on the chumra of Rav. Whereas over here, Avahacha. He's the Shmuel and Mikah the Mount Publicly. As far as we know, we don't have anyone that argues. All we have is Shmuel saying that you need to make a Kenyan by Erev Tavshilon. And therefore, Abai is saying, the fact that he's saying he doesn't know the halacha, and Shmuel clearly says you need to make a Kenyan, obviously he never heard of Shmuel, because it's not like anyone argues for him to take a different side. If Shmuel is the only one that they gave a psak, and we don't have any other Shita, so if Nachman clearly would agree to Shmuel in that case, and say you need to make a Kenyan, and therefore must be he didn't hear of Shmuel's memory. So ultimately he's saying, Al-Khairo, we have a psak from Shmuel, that he would need to make a Kenyan if he's doing Erev Tavshilon on behalf of others. Okay, back to Erev Chatzeres, Shita Mavayas. The Mara is going to focus out on a scenario where a person does not want to join in. Can you create some sort of partnership, bal karchai, because otherwise you have a problem you cannot carry throughout this whole mavi or a chatzer. Who Terzina David Beshuvis Derabzera. Terzina was a person that used to actually watch the weaponry. He was a guy. He was typically a guy. And because he was a guy, actually, so they needed to rent his rishus. He can't even join an Erev. They needed to rent his rishus. And he wasn't playing ball. He wasn't willing to rent his rishus. So this guy, he was a tough guy. He had a job of watching the armory. So he, Amrulay said to him, Aigla Rishus, can we lease your Rishus in order to be able to carry on Shabbos? He refused to allow them to rent this Rishus. Could we go and lease it from his wife? Does she have the power? Is she like a Skriv Lakita? Does she have some sort of power to rent it to us? And that would be sufficient. Amrulu, Hachem Rishlakish Mered Gavarabar, Umanu, who's the Gavarabar, Rabchia, Chanina, Rishlak said the name of Chanina, Ishta Shalom Revis Lashlomidaita. A person's wife could join him, Shalomidaita, in an air. If a person's wife could join him without his consent, so too over here, the guard's wife is able to lease it out without his consent. Similar story, Uter Zvina, Davishusid, Rav Yudah Barish. There was a guard living in the neighborhood of Rehuda Barisha, again, the guard of the armory. Amrulay said to him, Ugla Khoshusa, can we rent you a shus? Ugly didn't want to rent to them. Also come to Vidar Aisha, they came from the Vidar Aisha. Amrulay, Mala Megalim is vow. Could we lease it from his wife? Laviyade. So Rav Yehuda Barisha didn't have the answer. Also come to Vidar they went to Masa. Laviyade, he also didn't have the answer. Also come to Vidar, they came from the Vidar. And he said, says, a person's wife can contribute to an Erev, he can make an Erev idea of the wife, even though the husband isn't necessarily in agreement. So there's a discussion, actually, in the Shvas Yaakov. A person, let's say Nebuchadnezzar, a Yid is Shomer Torah mitzvahs, except for one mitzvah, he's married to a guy. Nebuchadnezzar is married to a guy. So the Shvas Yaakov discusses, what's the status? Let's say she owned chametz on Pesach. What's the status? Is that Chumash of Pesach or not? Do we say we have a Katz of Chumash Kana Ishkana Bala, and she's married to him, and therefore maybe it should be a problem of Chumash of Pesach? Or do we say no, that Lamaisa belonged to her, she's not a Yid, right? Again, Nebuchadnezzar situation, she's not a Yid, and therefore it's not Chumash of Pesach. And the Shvitaka discusses part of the Shaila is, do we say that they're not married? Halachically, a Yid, when he marries a guy, the Ketusha's not really Chal, they're not married, and therefore the Dinim shouldn't apply. Shvitz Yaakov is Mechadish that since they're living together, this could be the original idea of when people are living together, that itself is a status, some sort of status, even if it's not marriage, mamish, it's recognized by governments, for tax purposes, is recognized as some sort of status of being together as a couple, even if they're not legally married. So too, a Yid cannot marry a guy. Kedusha is not chal, but it is enough because they're living together. The concept of kol mashar kana isha kana bala, because of the Eva, because of where it comes from, because he protects her, he takes care of her, he supports her, applies, and therefore it would be an issue of chumash of Pesach, it would apply. So it could be over here also, that's maybe a part of the lumdus here as well. Again, we're talking about a guy over here. We're talking about an armed guard who's a guy, and we're renting it from his wife. Could be here as well. The same idea that she's a partner with him, again, kol mashar kana isha kana bala, but she's a partner with him because, and she's able to rent it on his behalf. Lamais was saying, it does work. The Isha could be Ma'arav, Shlomo Daitei. We're saying it applies to Erev Chatzeres, and we're applying it to these cases by the guy as well. Meisvei.
Is there
a Zechiv Nazoinus
for
a
Goyish wife then?
Thus far, actually, we've been saying that you need at least the consent of the wife. Luka comes up based on this next Gemara. Meisvei, Nashim Shivrishat Shlomo Das Baleim, Nashim that joins an Erev or a Shitav without the Das the husband. Erev doesn't work. She's a Shitav. The Erev and the Shitav doesn't work. L'chari it's a kasha, this whole idea that when you have the husband doesn't want and the wife wants, it still works. See, I was saying it doesn't work. L'kasha, hada asar. It depends when. When the woman her non-joining in, her and the husband, with Aser, then we say that it still works. It still works. Where even without the Das of the husband. When her joining in wouldn't Aser, her not joining in, Rashi, what would be the case? Let's say you have a Chatz that's between two Mavis, and the Chatz could choose the path, one Mavi as its path, when that Mavi connects to a bunch of Chatzers, or could choose a different Mavi as its path that connects to a different bunch of Chatzers. If the Chatz in the middle, we have this early Masechta, blocks itself off, if it defines itself as being connected to one over the other, then it wouldn't Aser the one that it's not connected with. So in that case, since it doesn't Aser, you wouldn't be able to rely on that wife against the husband's will, making a sheet of making an Erev. But in a case where it does Aser, that's when we're saying that even against the husband's will, the wife's agreement is sufficient to make an Erev, make a sheet of Shmuel. If you wouldn't say this, we'd have a Kasha on Shmuel. Shmuel says elsewhere, one of the Mavai who's ruggle to be shot with the Mavai, he's ruggle to join in. And 1 week, he didn't join in. The Mavai can go into his house and take the sheet from him. We see Shmuel says, you can go and take it without him, without his permission. Now the question is, here's the key words, without his permission, but with his wife's permission. Based on the Gemara earlier, it sounds like at least have to have his wife's permission, and that some Rishonim want to explain, that's what means here too. You can go take a Bakar Chai, as long as it's not Bakar Chai. Others want to say no, that even, it could be even, sounds like, on a basic level, it could be even Bakar Chai as well, against both their permissions, right? So what's the Diyuk? Ruggle in. Only when the person's regularly joining into the Shittuf, if you go against his will. Shtein Ruggalai, if he doesn't regularly join in, then he can't join in. What do you, I always said before, a blanket statement, that you could join in. Shvam, you know, we see there's a Chilik, that depends. When he's Ruggle, which means, because he's normally would ask to the group if he didn't join in, over there you do Bakar Chai. When he's not Ruggle, why would that be Ruggle? Because it's only, because he wants to choose to join this week, but he doesn't have to join this ways around it without him joining, because he may not be part of this group. Bechlal, he could separate him, you could have him belong to a different group instead. There, you wouldn't be able to do it, but Karcha against his will. Let's bring a raya to the Shmuel's psak from the following brisa. We could force a person in the mavi, join in the lechi kaira for the mavi. We see that just like you force him to contribute towards the lechi kaira, wouldn't it be the same idea? You could force him to join in towards the air of Taf of Meis. No, Shanias Malakim says over there is different, because we're talking about a mavi which doesn't have walls. When it doesn't have walls, you could say, aside from the halachic issue, it's an open mavi. So when it doesn't have walls, you can force all the members to contribute to the upkeep of the mavi. And again, even though lechi kara aren't massive walls, actually lechi is quite thin, and even the kara is not so major. But the point is, that's not just a halachic status; it's a status of the upkeep of the mavi in general. And therefore, we can force them to contribute into developing walls for the mavi, not a right to a halachic forcing that we have by us about making an air of chazeres or sheet mavi. Says Amara, Tlaka Mechitzas, Lishna Achrina, or others want to say. Misacheni. We're talking about when it's on the side. What's the milos that's going to be on the side? I'm sorry. They take it out. These, if you notice, there's three, four olives over here. Lishna Achrina is taken out by a lot of the gear. Says they're not sure what this sad shiny means. We're gonna skip it as well. Itmar, Rav Chiba Rashi Amar, Oyselechi Asherah. Chiba Rashi said you can make a lechi from Asherah tree. Even though Asherah tree is aspana, you can use it for lechi. Reb Shimon Lachashemer, Oysen Kaira Asherah. You can use it for a kaira. Mandam a kaira kol shekinech. When it works for kaira, certainly works for lechi. Mandam a lechi. Av a kaira loy. Why? Why not for kaira? Because it's missing in the shear. Meaning we know a kaira has to be stronger. Kaira has to be a thicker piece as a stronger measurement. A lechi, we always say a kaira has to be like a tefach, has to be able to hold a brick. Lechi can be kolshu. Can be kosher. That can be the thinnest little stick, and therefore for a lechi, the asherah works. According to the one that says works for asherah from an asherah tree, for lechi will not necessarily agree it works for a kaira, but the one that says the asherah tree works for kaira will certainly agree it works for lechi. And the idea being susa mechashira, because it's considered missing the shear. Well, since a kaira has a shear and somebody which has to be burnt is missing the shear, that's why it'd be an issue by kaira. The mefarshim says it should be an issue by lechi as well. You're right. The lechi could be a kolshu. It could be thin as you want. Still has to be 10 tefachim tall. It doesn't have to be thick, but it has to be 10 tefachim tall. That's a shear. So it should be no good for lechi as well. Same ksus mechshirim should apply. Shtak kasha from the farshim. Again, the simple answer they give is that by lechi, what ksus mechshirim makes it is if it was like smashed, as if it was smashed to pieces. Even if it's smashed to pieces, as long as it reaches a height of 10 tefachim, this pile of smashed to pieces, that'll still be good lechi. And therefore, even with ksus mechshirim, it can still be good. Whereas by a kaira, well, you have, even if it's a tefach thick and it's smashed to pieces, it certainly wouldn't be heavy, a bunch of little pieces wouldn't be strong enough, sturdy enough to hold a brick. So for kaira, certainly ksus mechshirim is an issue. For lechi, perhaps ksus mechshirim is not an issue. Let's go a little further, it's late. It's like the Mishnah, nismayat eichel, what if the sheet of food became diminished from the amount before Shabbos started? Maisa mizaka, you can add, he asked from his own food to mizaka on behalf of others to make sure there's a shear. He doesn't have to notify them. Even if he uses their own food, he doesn't have to notify them. If more residents were added, so that the shita is no longer enough food for all the residents. Again, Maisa Mazaka, he can add from his own food to that amount in order to and be mazaket on their behalf in order to have a share of food for all the members. But over here, because these new members were never part of the Erev to begin with. Before we're talking about the part of the Erev, and the share of food was diminished, so he's either taking from them their own food or he's adding it on their behalf. He doesn't have to notify them because they already showed they want to be part of the shita. Over here, with his new members, certainly day he has to notify them that they're part of the shi'itav. Kamu shirim, what is the shir? We talk about having not enough, the shir being diminished, not enough for the shir for everyone. What is that shir? Says the Mishnah, Bizman Shem Rubin, when there's a lot of people there, Mazah Shesut is the kulam, enough food for two meals for one person satisfies for everyone. You don't need two meals per person like we have by Erev Tchumim. You need enough food for two meals for one person is enough for everyone. However, when there are a few people, instead of having that amount of food, two meals for one person, you can even do less. You can do Kigregis Tlachavechad. Shiv Kigregis, feature everyone. That's the Shir Amar Basi, Mamed, Mamur, Mitchil's Erev. This whole idea that we have these measurements and we're makbid on them is when the Erev is starting, is initially when you're creating the Erev. Of the Shir Erev, when you have an Erev that's left over, the Shirayim, then any amount's enough. Well, the point of it is we know that what we do is we don't make an Erev every Shabbos. We make an Erev. We have that box of matzah we've referred to many times. We make this Erev and we leave it in the shul of the north, and it's left there, and it's there. It continues until the Erev is gone. It continues. We're saying once you started with the shear, even if it gets diminished, process the man's dead from Shabbos to Shabbos even, but there still is some of the Erev left. It's still going to work. And lastly, the Mishnah says, we didn't say a din of making Erev Chatzeres, only in that the children shouldn't forget the idea of Erev Chatzeres. Meaning, because the Mishnah is talking about a case where, like us, we do shita mavayis. We do a big shita for the whole city. Once you do a shita for the shita, we go to the side. And shita, we had a machlekes is earlier, mayor, the button, but the shita encompasses Erev, the Erev Chatzeres, and therefore you don't need Erev Chatzeres. We still do it in order that the concept of Erev Chatzeres should not be forgotten. A couple lines, Gemara says, Mar, Ma'eskinan, what are you talking about? Ilim Menechan, what are we talking about when we said that the food became too little? You can add it, replace it without getting the consent of the others. If we're talking about the same type of food, who cares that it became diminished? Even if it was completely gone, you already know they're asking to have this food as an Erev, so what's your concern? Ela b'shpei min elma, we're talking about that there's different types of food. Afinu smat nami, even when it's a smat, it should be a problem. Italian milit rabaisa. Kol ha'eichel menechad, if the eichel was consumed fully, it's gone. If it's from one man, ain't zechle, you don't have to be notify them because they've already agreed to this food and just replace it and it's fine. Mishnei minim, zechle dia, v'stud v'minim, you do have to let them know about it. So what's the case of the Mishnah? Answer the Gemara. Either way, Ibais Em Menechad, I can answer you. We're talking about one min, Ibais Em Menechad, or I can answer, we're talking about a sheet of two separate minim. Ibais Em Menechad, we're talking about a case of a sheet of from one min. My Nismat, what does this mean? Nismate. The word Nismate doesn't mean it became diminished. It means gone. Nismate means fully crumbled, which is like fully consumed. That's what it means. Nismate means it's fully gone. And when it's fully gone, you're maskim. The Bryce said that even when it's one min, you do have to get consent to replace it. Via Ema, Ibais Em, or I can tell you, we're talking about two minim and color shiny. When its color is different, when it's fully gone, that's different. By two minim, meaning when it's totally consumed, that's when the brisa required you to get permission. But if it wouldn't be totally consumed, even two minim would be okay to add in without their consent. That's the case of our Mishnah where it wasn't fully consumed. Okay, we'll puzzle here. It's late. We'll pick it up from here tomorrow.